Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, remembered by Avram Goldhar, Anthony Maseches Be'ah, Daf Yud Zayin, the second parak, Yantav. So the three tops we're going to focus on, number one, is Tan Nebreis, Shabbos Shechol Yos B'Rosh Chodesh U'B'Cho Shemoed. If Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh U'Cho Amoed, in the evening, morning, and afternoon, Mispal Sheva, he davens the regular seven brachos, Ba'omer Me'ena Ma'ora Ba'avod, and recites Yalav Yavod that reflects the occasion, referring to Rosh Chodesh U'Cho Amoed, in the bracha of Avoda. And if he didn't mention it, Machzirino, so we make him recite it again. Eliezer disagrees and says, B'hodah, he mentions it in the Brach of Thanksgiving. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Eliezer, one inserts Yalva Yabo and Hodah, just as Al Hanisim is inserted in that Bracha on Chanukah and Purim. And for Musaf, he begins and concludes the middle Bracha with mention of Shabbos, Ba'omer Kedusha Zayom Be'emsa, and mentions the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed in the middle. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yishmael Benosha, Rabbi Yochim and Roka say that whenever one is required to recite the seven Brachas, Kedusha Zayom is mentioned in the middle of the bracha, just like it's done on Yantav. Rav Huna said the halacha doesn't follow their opinion. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Mishul Hiniach Eruvi Tabshilin, if someone did not establish an Eruvi Tabshilin, Hu Nesar V'Kimcho Nesar, is he prohibited to bake for Shabbos and his flour is also prohibited? Or perhaps his flour is not prohibited? The Gemara clarifies that the nafka mina is that if his flour is also prohibited, then he must transfer ownership of his flour to others in order for them to bake from. The Mordechai explains that while it's generally forbidden to acquire ownership of a possession on Yantiv, it is permitted where it's necessary to facilitate performance of a mitzvah, as in the case of someone acquiring a lulav on Shabbos. Here too, acquisition of the flour would be necessary in order to prepare someone's Shabbos meals. The Mord brings an explicit brisa that states that in such a case, he should transfer ownership of his flour to others so that they may bake or cook for him. And pointing with you, the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Amabay state regarding the Eruvi Tavshilin, Achu Osha'avad Lo Yevashala Betchila. If one ate it or it was lost before the preparations for Shabbos had been completed, one may not cook in reliance on it primarily for Shabbos. On our Daf, Abai said Naktina, we hold the following tradition, Chizkel B'Yisasov Ne'echol Eruvo Gomer. If one started to prepare his dough for Shabbos and his eruv was eaten before he finished baking his bread, he may finish baking. So once again, the 3 points are number one. It was taught in a braisa, Shabbos Shechol Yos B'Rosh Chodesh, or B'Chol Shemod, if Shabbos falls in Rosh Chodesh, or Chol Hamoed, in the evening, morning, and afternoon, Mispal Sheva, he davens the regular seven brachos, Va'omer Me'ein HaMa'ora Ba'avoda, and recites Yalav Yavo that reflects the occasion, Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed, in the bracha of Avoda. And if he did not mention it, Machzirino, so we make him recite it again. Rabbi Yezer disagrees and says, B'Hodah, he mentions it in the bracha of Thanksgiving. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Eliezer, one inserts Yalav Yavo and Hodah just as Al Hanisim is inserted in that bracha on Chanukah and Purim. And for Musaf, he begins and concludes the middle bracha with mention of Shabbos, Va'omer Kedusha Zayom Be'emsa, and mentions the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed in the middle. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua ben Noshel, Rabbi Yochim ben Broka say that whenever one is required to recite the seven brachos, Kedusha Zayom is mentioned in the middle bracha, just like it's done on Yantav. Rav Huna said, the halacha does not follow their opinion. Pointing to the Gemara asks, Mishul Aniach Eruvi Tavshilin, if someone did not establish an Eruvi Tavshilin, Hu Nasar, V'Kimcho Nasar, is he prohibited to bake for Shabbos and his flour is also prohibited, or perhaps his flour is not prohibited? The Gemara clarifies that the nafka mina is that if his flour is also prohibited, then he must transfer ownership of his flour to others in order for them to bake for him. The Mordechai explains that while it's generally forbidden to acquire ownership of a possession in Yantiv, it is permitted where it's necessary to facilitate performance of a mitzvah, as in the case of someone acquiring a lulav on Sukkahs. Here, too, acquisition of the flour would be necessary in order to prepare someone's Shabbos meals. The Gemara brings an explicit brisa that states that in such a case, he should transfer ownership of his flour to others so that they may bake or cook for him. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Amabay state regarding the Eruv Tavshilin, Achu Osha'avad Lo Yevashalo Betchila, if one ate it, or if it was lost before the preparations for Shabbos had been completed, one may not cook in reliance on it primarily for Shabbos. On our daf, Abai said Naktinin, we hold the following tradition, Hischil B'Sasav and Echol Eruvo Gomer. If one started to prepare his dough for Shabbos and his Erev was eaten before he finished baking his bread, he may finish baking. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Zayin, and our standard Siman is a used car salesman, a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman who gave all his customers a free where to say Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh that falls in Shabbos chart in the shape of a car told his wife that he forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin and then he'd have to sell their flour when in fact he ate the Erev. Once again, in slow motion. The used car salesman, that must be more in Duff, Yud Zion. the used car salesman who gave all his customers a free, where to say Yal V'Yavon Rosh Chodesh that falls in Shabbos chart in the shape of a car, which Mainz Gemara discusses where to insert Yal V'Yavo when Shabbos falls in Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed, whether it's inserted in the bracha of Avoda or in the bracha of Hodah, just as we do for Al Nisim, for Chanukah and Purim. So the used car salesman who gave all his customers a free, where to say Yal V'Yavon Rosh Chodesh that falls in Shabbos chart in the shape of a car, told his wife that he forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, and then you have to sell their flour. Which reminds the Gemara asks, Mishu Aniach Eruv Tavshilin, if someone did not establish an Eruv Tavshilin, is he prohibited to bake for Shabbos and his flour is also prohibited, or perhaps his flour is not prohibited? The Gemara clarifies that the Nafkamina is that if his flour is also prohibited, then he must transfer ownership of his flour to others in order for them to bake for him. The Gemara brings an explicit price that states that in such a case, he should transfer ownership of his flour to others so that they may bake or cook for him. So the used car salesman who gave all his customers a free, where to say Yal V'Yavon Rosh Chodesh that falls in Shabbos chart in the shape of a car, told his wife that he forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin and that he'd have to sell their flour, when in fact he ate the Erev. Which reminds the Mishnah Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis stated regarding the Erev Tavshilin, Achlo She'avad Lo Yevashu Lo B'Tchila, if one ate it, or if it was lost before the preparations for Shabbos had been completed, one may not cook in reliance on it primarily for Shabbos. On our daf, Abai Sidnak Tinan, we hold the following tradition, Chitzkel B'Sasav Anachol Eruva Gomer. If one started to prepare his dough for Shabbos, and his erev was eaten before he finished baking his bread, he may finish baking. So once again, the used car salesman who gave all his customers a free, where to say Yal V'Yavon Rosh Chodesh that falls on Shabbos chart, in the shape of a car, told his wife that he forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin and that he'd have to sell their flour, when in fact, he ate the Erev. All right, now it's time for our four blah back Chazara. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. The Ben Levi Bar Mitzvah boy, Bar Mitzvah boy, that must be more in Daf Yud Gimel. The Ben Levi Bar Mitzvah boy who proudly made wine from the Meiser grapes he was given to give Trumas Meiser, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, that a Ben Levi to whom they gave ears of grain for his Meiser, Osa Osen Gorn, must make them fit for a granary, meaning he must completely process the wheat before separating Trumas Meiser, and similarly, if he's given grapes, he must make them into wine, and olives he must make into oil, and then he separates Trumas Meiser from them and gives a Trumas Meiser to a Kohen, Shekashem, Shetruma Gadol, and then he tells us, El Mina Gor Mina Yekev, for just as a Truma Gadol is not taken other than from the granary and from the wine press, Kach Trumas Meiser, and he tells us, El Mina Gor Mina Yekev, so true Trumas Meiser is not taken other than from the granary and the wine press. So the Ben Levi Bar Mitzvah boy, who proudly made wine from the Meiser grapes he was given to give Trumas Meiser, and knew to only give Trumas Meiser and not Truma Gadola from his Meiser, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Lakish said, Meiser Rishon Shekdimu B'Shibalin Patrim Truma Gadola. Meiser Rishon, if one did the separation before separating Truma, while the grain was still in the ears, he's Patrim from Truma Gadola, as the Pasuk says in reference to Meiser Sheni, Reimos Mimenu Truma Sashem, Meiser Mina Meiser, and you shall separate from it Hashem's Truma, a Meiser from the Meiser, which teaches us, Meiser Mina Meiser, Marti Lecha, V'lo Truma Gadola, V'Trumas Meiser Mina Meiser. I told you, referring to Levi, to separate a Meiser from a Meiser, meaning Trumas Meiser, and not both Truma Gadola and Trumas Meiser from the Meiser. So the Ben Levi Bar Mitzvah boy, who proudly made wine from the Meiser grapes he was given to give Trumas Meiser, and knew to only give Trumas Meiser and not Truma Gadol from his Meiser, had his guests peel off cups full of barley kernels to eat at a Shabbos Suda, which reminds us. The Gemara brought a mission from Meiser that ruled that one may not peel off barley kernels, collect them in his hand and eat them without first separating Meiser. Yet, the Gemara concluded, based on the practice of Rav and Rav Yechia, that one may peel off and collect even cups full of kernels on Shabbos. Rav Sheshes Breid Ravidi explained the difference between the halakas of Shabbos and Meiser in that regard to Shabbos, Malachas Machshevas Asur Torah, the Torah prohibited only calculated labor, meaning a professional activity. Although peeling off barley kernels by hand is considered the Gemara Malacha for Meiser, it's permitted on Shabbos, for it's not a Malachas Machshevas, a calculated professional labor. Daf Yadol. So the Simmer Daf Yadol is a hand, and we use often a juggler. So here goes. The juggler, that must be more Daf Yadol. Yad, hand. The juggler massively juggling salt, spices, wood and stone pestles, which reminds the Beisham and Beisil agree that crushing salt requires more of a shinui than crushing spices. And Rav Hunan and Rav Chisda offer different explanations. One said all cooked dishes need salt, but not all cooked dishes need spices, meaning that even a person did not know which dish he would cook before Yantiv, he certainly knew that he would need salt, and therefore should have crushed salt before Yantiv. The other one said, Kol tavin mafigin tama anu melka inu mafiga tama. All spices begin losing their flavor after being crushed, but salt does not begin to lose its flavor after being crushed. And the nafkamina between the two explanations is, when he knew before Yantiv he was going to cook a dish that required spices, or in a situation that he decided to cook a dish on Yantiv with Marika saffron, which does not lose any flavor after being crushed. So the juggler masterfully juggling salt, spices, wood and stone pestles, while doing borer absolus from kidneys, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that one wants to separate a mixture of kidneys and psoas, such as earth and straw, on Yantiv, Beishamai say, borer ochel ba'ochel. He must separate the food from the psoas and eat it. He may not separate the psoas from the food, because Beishamai prohibit borer on Yantiv as well, even when it's for food preparation. Beis Hillel say, borer kadarko. He separates in the usual manner by taking the psoas from the food. According to Beis Hillel, borer is permitted on Yantiv, because it's a malacha that may be performed in preparation for food. So the juggler massively juggling salt, spices, wood, and stone pestles, while doing borer absolus from kidneys, was touched when his neighbor sent him a cow as a present, along with wine and oil, on Yantiv. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Beis Shammai say, Ein Mishalchim Yantiv El Manos. We may not send presents on Yantiv with the exception of ready portions. Rashi explains that only food ready to be eaten and not commonly left over until the next day may be sent to friends. But Beis Hillel say that we may send animals, beasts, and fowl, whether alive or shechted, as well as wines, oils, fine flowers, and kidneys, but not grain. Since grinding the grain could have been done before Yantiv without detracting from its taste, it's prohibited to be done. Daf Tezvav, so the similar Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The Balabas who was sent to fill in an empty fruit bowl, that must mean we're on Daf Tezvav, to Bishvat. The Balabas was sent to fill in an empty fruit bowl by a friend, which reminds the last Mishnah on Daf Yudal and Beis concluded, Zehaklal, this is the rule regarding what can be sent as gifts to others on Yantiv, Kol Shenei Usim Bo B'Yantiv, whatever may be used on Yantiv. The Gemara here relates that Rav Sheshes permitted the Rabban to send tefillin on Yantiv. Rabbi asked Rav Sheshes how tefillin could be sent when the Mishnah states that only what may be used on Yantiv may be sent and tefillin are not worn in Yantiv. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah means to say, Kol Shenei Usim Bo B'Chol Mishalchim Oso B'Yantiv. Whatever may be used, even on a weekday, we may send it on a Yantiv. The Rashba explains that despite the fact that tefillin have no Yantiv use, the mere sending and receiving of gifts makes a person joyful and are thus considered a Yantiv need. So the Balabas who was sent tefillin in an empty fruit bowl by a friend placed it next to a Zeruvi Tavshilin, which was also set aside in a fruit bowl. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the second parak introduces the institution of a Zeruvi Tavshilin, which permits one to cook on Yantiv or Shabbos without restriction. The Gemara asks what the reason is. The Rabban instituted the requirement of Zeruvi Tavshilin, and Rava said, Kadeshi Yivor Mana Yafu LeShabbos Mana Yafu LeYantiv, so that one will remember to set aside a proper portion of food for Shabbos and a proper portion for Yantiv. Rashi explains that setting aside the Eruv Tavshilin will help him remember Shabbos and not consume all the food on Yantiv. Rav Ashi said, Kedei Sheyomru, Ein Ofim Yantiv with Shabbos, Kal Vachomer Yantiv V'Chol. So that people will say to themselves, if we may not bake on Yantiv even for Shabbos, unless the preparations were begun before Yantiv, then certainly we may not bake on Yantiv for weekday use at all. So the Baal HaBas, who was sent filling in an empty fruit bowl by a friend, placed it next to his Eruv Tavshilin, which was also set aside in a fruit bowl, and went back to enjoy his lavish Yantiv Suda that he borrowed money to pay for, to be Mekadosh the day. Which reminds us that we have a Malchus, where Rebbe says that a person has no specific Chiyuv on Yantiv, rather he may eat and drink, or he may sit and study. Rebbe Yeshua says, Chalkeo, divide the day, Chetzi L'Hashem, V'Chetzi L'Chem, half of it should be used in service to Hashem, through learning, and half of it should be used for yourselves, through eating and drinking. And the Pasuk, Ki Chedves Hashem, Hi Ma'uzchem, for the joy of Hashem is your security, teaches that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yisrael, my sons, borrow on my account and properly sanctify the holiness of the day and trust in me, and I will repay your loans. Daf Tezayin. So the simmer Daf Tezayin is toes. So here goes. When the acrobat with the big toes, that must be more in Daf Tezayin. When the acrobat with the big toes received his circus check that completely covered his children's yeshiva education, which reminds us that all of a person's income is fixed each year from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, with the exception of expenditures for Shabbos and Yom Tovi, and for the expenditures for teaching one's children Torah. For in regard to these expenditures, Shim Pachas Pochasim Lo, Bim Hosif Mosifim Lo. If one spends less, he receives less, and he spends more, he receives more. And this is learned from the Pasuk, Tiku Bechor Shofar, Bechesi Yom Chagein, blow Shofar, the moon's renewal, at the time appointed for our festive day, which refers to Rosh Hashanah, since it's the only holiday that the moon is covered. The word Kesed can also be understood to mean covered. And it says in the next Pasuk, Ki Chok Yisrael Hu, Mishpe Olakei Yaakov, because it's a decree for Yisrael, a judgment day unto the God of Yaakov. The word used for decree is Chok, which can also mean sustenance. So when the acrobat with the big toes received his circus check that completely covered his children's yeshiva education. He jumped for joy and did so many backflips over the cow he was saving to eat for Shabbos, which reminds us, it was said in a brisa, they said about Shammai HaZaken, Kol Yamav Hayochol Chabad Shabbos, that every day he would eat in honor of Shabbos, Matzah Behema Naya or Merzoa Shabbos. If he came across a superior animal any time during the week, he would say, this should be set aside for Shabbos. If he then came across a more superior animal, he would set that aside for Shabbos and eat the first one. But Hillel HaZaken had a different standard, Shekol Ma'asav L'Shem Shemayim, for all of his actions were done for the sake of heaven, and he was sure that he would find a fitting animal for Shabbos when the need arose. As it says, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, blessed be my God, day by day. So when the acrobat with the big toes received his circus check that completely covered his children's yeshiva education, he jumped for joy and did so many backflips over the cow he was saving to eat for Shabbos that he forgot to make an eruv with Tevshilin and had to rely on the Rav's communal one. Which reminds us that if one forgot to establish an eruv with Tevshilin, he may rely on the Rav of the city who established one for the entire town, but should not be negligent and come to rely on this time and time again. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhum, wishing you a great day and great learning.